Congress barrels toward shutdown as Freedom Caucus opposes stopgap spending bill. By Sean Moran on August 21, 2023. The House Freedom Caucus released a statement Monday that it opposes any stopgap spending bill that does not have border security measures, address the weaponization of the government, and end the left's woke policies in the military. The House Freedom Caucus urged House Republicans to continue passing their 12 appropriations that would fund the government past September 30, or the government funding deadline. Related video, CBO Director. Inflation of past couple of years resulted from spending. However, the Freedom Caucus said it would refuse to support a continuing resolution, CR, which is short-term funding that keeps spending levels the same to continue funding the government, in the eventuality that Congress needs to consider a CR. The group stated, "We refuse to support any such measure that continues Democrats' bloated COVID-era spending and simultaneously fails to force the Biden administration to follow the law and fulfill its most basic responsibilities. Any support for a clean continuing resolution would be an affirmation of the current FY 2023 spending level grossly increased by the lame duck December 2022 omnibus spending bill that we all vehemently opposed just 7 months ago. Watch, who funded these? Gates grills Pentagon chief on drag queen story hours, shows at military bases." Therefore, the Freedom Caucus said it would oppose any spending measures or a CR that fails to include the House-passed Secure the Border Act of 2023 that would combat the border crisis, stem the flow of human trafficking, and stop the flow of fentanyl into American communities, address the weaponization of the Justice Department and the FBI, and the cancerous woke policies in the Pentagon. The Freedom Caucus statement continued, "Furthermore, we will oppose any attempt by Washington to revert to its old playbook of using a series of short-term funding extensions designed to push Congress up against a December deadline to force the passage of yet another monstrous, budget-busting, pork-filled, lobbyist handout omnibus spending bill at year's end, and we will use every procedural tool necessary to prevent that outcome. Lastly, we will oppose any blank check for Ukraine in any supplemental appropriations bill." Speaker Kevin McCarthy, RCA, has said he opposes a year-long stopgap spending bill as it would lock in place Democrat policies. However, he said that he expects a short-term CR could pass to fund the government through early December. "It remains uncertain if a CR could pass through the government containing these Freedom Caucus demands, which could mean that Congress could be barreling toward a government shutdown once the legislative branch returns from its August recess." Representative Tony Gonzalez, RTX, predicted in August that a government shutdown could come soon. "It's clear President Biden and Speaker McCarthy want a government shutdown, so that's what Congress will do after we return in September. Everyone should plan accordingly," he said. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.